Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with another lesson on my approach to sermon preparation. In this lesson, I'm interested in talking with you a little bit about the use of illustrations. In the past couple of lessons, we were dealing with the details of a sermon. And the details of a sermon come into play once you've formulated your outline. And of course, your outline is your roadmap. And the roadmap given to you in your outline takes you through various phases. And the details of the sermon are to be utilized in each point, in each phase, or in each move of the sermon. The details are explanation, illustration, application, and transition. Usually, we don't have too much problem with giving our congregation, or if we're preaching, giving the people who are listening explanations with regard to the text. They ought to be concise, they ought to be pertinent, and they ought to not to be belabored. And the same should be true with illustrative material. And there are certain rules that pertain to illustrative material. Now, first, frame the illustration. Second, give the illustration in a compact form. Third, connect the illustration to your point. That is, the point that you're making in your explanations. To frame the illustration, simply give a time reference, or a personal reference, or a geographical reference. Something like this that sets the illustration off from the explanation that you're giving. Then move directly into the illustrative material itself and give the illustration in as compact a form as possible. If you're telling a little story, you don't need to give all the details of the story. Just give the details of the story that pertain to the explanation that you're giving, that are appropriate to the explanation you are giving. Remember, the illustrative material is designed to illumine or to shed light on the explanation you're giving. And so you don't want to give a lot of extraneous material in your illustration, which is going to diffuse the light that's shed upon your explanation. And then, once you've given your illustrative material in as compact a form as possible, connect the illustration to the point that you're making in your explanation. Don't assume anything here. Don't assume that the congregation or the people listening get your point. Always directly connect the illustration to the point that you're making. Back in my section on dealing with details, I was making a point that your sermon outline is a roadmap, and I used the following illustration to give the importance of sticking to your roadmap. Suppose you are traveling from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, and you look on a roadmap and you see that the way from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia is via the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And you note that there are certain places that you can stop on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in order to get to Philadelphia. This is your roadmap. And so when you start on your trip, you plan to stop at a designated place 3 hours down the road to get a bite to eat and to fill up with gas, and then you can go on with your trip. But suppose as you get closer to Philadelphia, you see a sign that says Gettysburg is only, the exit to Gettysburg is only 2 miles down the road, and you decide to take a side trip, and you get off to go to Gettysburg, and you spend a couple hours there, and After this detour, you go on to Philadelphia. But you don't reach your destination in the time appointed because you've taken a side trip. You see, preaching a sermon is just like this. You have certain details that you've selected that will take you down your roadmap and properly get you to the destination in time. But if you take a side trip and enter into details of the text that take you off your roadmap, you will lose time and you won't reach your destination in time. And you will gobble up sermon time and won't have enough time to properly deal with the rest of your trip toward the destination that you've appointed in your sermon point. And so I've connected the little illustration of traveling from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia with the idea of staying with your outline and not going down rabbit tracks. Utilize these ideas, framing the illustration, giving the illustration as in compact a form as possible, and connecting your illustration to the point that you're making. Utilize these ideas when using illustrative material in your sermon points. Here's an example from Calvin. Now, you wouldn't think that Calvin would be so pointed in utilizing these same ideas of framing an illustration, giving the illustration in as compact a form as possible, and connecting the illustration. But these are age-old and tested ways of utilizing illustrative material, and you and I need to pay attention to them. Calvin is preaching on the text from the book of Acts, be saved from this perverse generation. And he gives this illustration. Listen to it. Suppose I see a man near a precipice, that if he takes one or two more steps, he will fall into it and be killed. Calvin has now framed the illustration. Suppose I see a man. Now, he set that his illustrative material off from the body of his sermon and the point that he's making. Suppose I see a man so near a precipice that if he takes but one or two steps more, he will fall in it and be killed. Will it be enough if I say to him, watch where you are going? Not at all. But I must shout, hey, don't take another step. Stop where you are or you'll break your neck. That is exactly what we must do, for we see many on the verge of stumbling fatally. If we leave them alone without a word of caution, we betray God and you as well. When we see that some are given to adulteries and excesses, and others usuries, strong-arm tactics, and so many other wicked deeds, we have to shout, hey, not another step. You are nearing the pit of hell. If you fall in, you will never get out. And count on it, you will be in unending torment. Such is the responsibility we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ and learn from His Word. So we must fulfill it. And so Calvin gives his illustration of a man close to a precipice and our duty to call the man back from a precipice so that he will not fall in and be killed. And he connects this with the idea of stumbling into hell and warning such an individual so that they will not be lost forever. This is the commission that God gives to us, that Jesus Christ gives to us. And so Calvin frames his illustration, gives the illustration in a compact manner, and connects the illustration to the point he is making. As I say, these are time-tested rules for utilizing illustrative material. And so, when you're dealing with the details of your sermon, and you've made explanation, and you give a simple illustration, or you contemplate giving a simple illustration, remember that the illustration gives you an opportunity to get off track and to spend a lot of time. No, don't do that. Give the illustration in as compact as a form as possible, and then connect the illustration to the point you're making. Frame, give the illustration, and then connect it to your point. More on dealing with details in our next lesson. Thanks for listening.